Lana Del Rey at 94.9 The River, along with Ken Bass and Deb Corson at 810. Kelly Knopp is in studio with us. How you doing, Kelly?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Kelly's done a lot of illustrating around the city of trees.
Yeah, come on. You know it all. You see like a t-shirt for an event. You're like, oh, Kelly did that.
Or beer can. Oh,
Kelly did
that. Yeah, or beer. Yeah, children's books and beers. The span I work in.
We found out that he was going to be on the air with us this morning, and then we got a heads up that I know your wife is listening because she posted on Facebook.
My biggest fan.
I know. She tagged us on Instagram. I think she likes you.
Oh, I do too. I like her.
Well, let's talk about the reason you're in here, and it's talking about something that does pertain to kids. And it's that the book series a while ago in Idaho. Tour number one's already out, but you're on tour number two starting up tomorrow, right?
Yeah, tour number two comes out tomorrow. I'm actually picking them up from the printers today. Mm-hmm. So it's our second book in the series. We take you to 12 new locations in Idaho. Mm-hmm. And we share a strange or interesting fact about Idaho that you probably don't know.
There are a lot of them to be found.
Yeah. Well, the hard part is finding the appropriate ones for children.
But yeah.
Well, and the tour guide. So you've illustrated this and you have created a special tour guide.
Yeah. Belmont Beaver is kind of your tour guide per se. In tour number two, he actually meets a new friend. So there's two different animals taking you through the book. I won't let you know who that is yet.
You'll have to it's a secret.
The book. Yeah, it's very secretive.
He won't tell us where he's going.
Right.
But this is a book for what kind of age wages are you targeting here?
So this is an interesting answer because originally Amber Byerly and I, she is my historian.
It's We've had her on the air before
many
talking
times,
about
right.
Yeah. Historical
She's always got
society,
fun
yeah.
things to do and fun
yeah, she,
to tell
she's
us.
The smarts in this scenario here. So the second book is going to take you to some new places, dinosaurs, aliens, some sports heroes, some Idaho inventions you might not know about, some monsters, some folklore, submarines. I won't go any more into that.
Yeah.
But that's all coming in book number two.
Okay. So when I asked about ages, I mean, it's like written in a way for children, but it's also...
I'm enjoying it already.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So sorry.
So the other part of that is that it's also a great little gift for education about Idaho, people who Idaho,
absolutely.
People who visit Idaho.
Somebody who just moved here.
So originally it was written for fourth graders. And what we found out after...
No wonder I can relate.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's about as high as my level goes. But,
and that's because in Idaho, there's a standard unit about Idaho education for everyone who's in the fourth grade.
Yeah,
and that's the only time they teach it. So you better listen.
It's the book I would have wanted as a fourth grader. I was a horrible student. I was kind of the kid that was like, entertain me to the teachers. You know, like, oh, Oregon Trail, I get it. What do you got in the back room? Like, give me more.
Right.
That's kind of these books is the stuff. You know, maybe it's something that you talk about over the holidays instead of debating over all the other stuff we have to debate about right now. But it is fun stuff. And the fun part is finding a bunch of adults that have lived there their whole life, including me and Amber. And they had no idea about the majority of the history facts we talk about in the books.
That's
like a trivia.
That's true. Now, this is something that also helps out school kids, of course, with educational resources. But it's self-published, produced entirely here in Idaho.
Yep. Printed and bounded right here. It didn't make sense to go outside the state. It'd be cheaper that way, but it definitely made sense for us to do it
so
locally.
So you said you're picking up a while ago in Idaho tour number two today from the printers.
Yes.
So where are people going to find it then?
So it'll be available immediately on our website tomorrow. We have a lot of really good local supporters, Flying M, Rediscovered Books, Albertsons, a couple of their stores. That will come later, but as far as getting it,
well,
as
you are picking it up today, so you have to distribute
right,
them.
Right, right.
You
I got to drive
get
these around
there.
Town.
And
with
when you came here today, you also handed us this little journal.
Yeah, so these are Idaho
adventure
guides. So we're encouraging kids to like start planning their own explorations with their families. Maybe it's a road trip this winter or coming spring, so they can kind of write down what they found or a supply list and just kind of get them in the mindset of like, I don't have to leave the state to find cool stuff. There's a lot of stuff here find.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
There's 10 books at least.
Yeah.
That we could write before we'd start probably scraping.
So have you already started your second book?
Or third book.
Well, we are in the midst of partnering with the Idaho Association of Museums.
Mm-hmm.
So the third book may be a tour of museums and illustrating and describing the strangest piece that they have inside their museum.
And museums you may have never heard of in Idaho.
Yes.
That's true.
But I don't think you're going to go to Wallace if it's a children's book or...
No, you know, that's where Amber comes in. She'll find something.
Okay, fine. Yeah. She'll sanitize that at least for the kiddos.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
that'll work.
Sure.
Now, when you're picking out the illustration for each place you go to, like in number one, you're at the Frank Church Wilderness area. You have the beaver floating down in a parachute. Now, what inspires you to what you're going to end up putting for that big illustration?
Well, that one was easy because they actually parachuted beavers into the Frank Church Wilderness mm-hmm. area. So putting a parachute on a beaver just seemed right in that case. But really, the pairing of history and art is something that Amber and I have found in other projects that mm-hmm. we mm-hmm. just found. It works so well.
Yeah.
So, and she's so, you know, analytical and she's brilliant. And she knows everything about Idaho history. So her challenge is to take these things that she feels is funny and interesting and feeding it to me, which, again, impressed me, entertained me. So we'll come up with, you know, 50 things, and then we'll whittle it down to 12 for a book.
Oh, very good.
Wow.
Okay.
So, okay, everyone should get one of these to send to your friends for Christmas and especially for the kiddos in your lives.
Online.
Yeah.
A while ago in Idaho.com, or we'll make it easier for you, probably, right? By going to like our Facebook page or something.
Yeah, we'll get all this posted on our social media and our website. So make sure you guys get this link and get these ordered or stop by those local locations that are carrying the book.